Yeah, this is Rick Ross Mazur.
Rick, I was chatting with you online.
Yes, sir. How you doing?
My name's Sam. I'm doing all right. How are you?
Not too bad. He said your name was Sam?
Yeah.
Okay, Sam, how's everything coming along? And thank you for calling in. I thought it'd be easier for us to, put a quick call, and that way we can make it quick for both of us. So tell me about the application. What sort of application are you looking to crunch the numbers on?
So like I said before, something kind of like a social media platform, a little bit, where people can hop on and share information, ideally catered to a specific demographic. That's pretty much the gist of what we're trying to do. We've thought through a little bit more of details and stuff. We're just trying to find somebody to build an app for us, and we were referred to your website, so.
Oh, you said you were referred to our website? I mean, are you coming through an existing
Yeah,
client?
yeah. Well, no, just one of my buddies referred me to a website that, you guys develop apps and stuff and software and whatnot, and so
Oh,
we
okay.
were. That's why I searched there.
All right, nice. Okay.
So ideally, I'm just trying to get a kind of a quote. See how much stuff's going to cost and whatnot.
Okay, and I'm guessing this is your personal project, right? Or are you backed by a company? Is this for a company, or are you doing it for yourself?
It will be for a small company, yeah.
Okay, so when we talk about a social media application, in fact, we've done quite a few. We have done, apps in the dating region. We've done apps in, the brick and mortar social platforms as well. There are many different ways to do it, right? And the cost and the timeline is essentially going to boil down upon the kind of features you intend to have. For example, let's say one major feature set is having a chat feature between friends on the platform, right? Now that chat is a module that is going to add to the cost as well as the timeline. So do you have a list of features you need that you have brainstormed so far? Any high levels would even work. I mean, that's going to help me get you at least a ballpark that you could use as a starting point for planning this out for yourself.
I don't have a very specifics quite yet. Like I said, something along the lines of where somebody can make a profile, people can share information on a general scale, we can create groups and whatnot. That would be a pretty important one. Just kind of stuff like that. Individual messaging and stuff like would be ideal too. But anyway,
Okay.
so at a high
So,
level, that's kind of what I'm looking at.
right, we could be looking at a starting price of, since you mentioned that you wanted it for both the Android and the iOS, ideally, we'd be looking at somewhere about, a social media application would run between $40,000 and $60,000, right? But that's because you're going for both the platforms together. We recommend usually, when you're starting out and this is your first application, and unless you belong to a company that has done applications before that have been successful, we usually recommend that you go with one platform at a time, that is either Android or the iOS. Android has a 60% share in the market, right? So, we usually recommend you go with Android first and then go with the iOS in the next step when you've, launched the first application, you've tested some waters, and now what kind of matrices you're looking at in order to scale yourself, right? That
Yeah.
said, this could be
Okay.
lower than that as well. This could be higher too. I'm just running some estimates, depending upon, of course, the features that you decide to, the final features you decide to go with.
Okay. Okay, cool. Yeah, that's pretty much what I wanted to know. I'll be sure to call back if I have any other questions. I'm just kind of trying to get some quotes and stuff right now. So thank you very
Okay.
much for your time. I appreciate it.
Well, that's my job. Can you drop me your email as well? I can send you our company profile and probably a list of suggested features. That's going to help us. It's going to be a good starting point for brainstorming features and be able to come up with a list of what you're looking for. I mean, if you could drop me an email, I can send you something.
No, that's okay for right now. I appreciate it. I've got your website and stuff, so I'll be sure to hit you up there if I have any more questions.
Well, that sounds like a plan. Perfect. Then I'll let you go for now, Sam. And you have my number. You have the website as well. Feel free to give me a call in case you want to, discuss this further. All right.
Perfect. Thanks.
All right. Thank you. I'll let you go. Bye now.